you sing it with us today?
Lord, you are righteous. You are so great.
Lord, you're holy.
Lord, you are holy. Lord, you are righteous.
Tell them today,
you are so great. No matter what is going on with me, you are still the same. You are so great. No matter what is going on with me, you are still the same. You are so great.
Are you thankful for the great God that we serve this morning? Hallelujah. Oh, what a Savior. What a God. The only God, in fact. Amen. Hallelujah. What a joy to be in the house of the King of Kings, the Lord of Hosts today. We welcome you. We're so blessed that you're here today, and I'm so blessed God's here. Amen, and we're blessed to have you today with us. Adam, good to see you, man. Oh, you and your bride. Amen, so blessed to have you today. Amen. Miss Billy, what a joy to have you. Amen, we're glad you're here today. My, so honored to see you today. Amen. Stephen, so glad to see you on that front row. God did something for this young man last Sunday. Amen. And what a privilege and honor today to also to recognize for the first time, amen, to our congregation. Amen. They're supposed to be new residents of Nacogdoches, and they're a newly wedded couple. And he's just retired. Can we say that? Out of the United States Marine Corps as Sergeant Hooks. So honored for Sarah and Jacob. Amen. We're so thankful for Sarah being in our family. Amen. Also, so good to have Logan with us, just new to Nacogdoches from North Little Rock. Man, Logan, good to have you today. And everybody that's here, we're so blessed to have you. Amen. So we got people represented from Arkansas, and over here we got some from Mississippi, so we're in trouble. Amen. You put Texans, Arkansas, Mississippi folks, and Cajuns together, you're in trouble. I'm telling you. Amen. Well, we're so glad you're here today. It's a great honor to be in the house of the King of Kings. I'm glad God don't shortchange us, but God has so much for us today. Amen. Great things are going to be happening this morning, I feel. Amen. God bless our youth class. They may be dismissed at this time. And we want to go to the Word of God this morning. Thank you for coming to worship the King of Kings. I want to go to the last book of the New Testament, the book of Revelation. And we're going to chapter 1 and verse 8. If you have your Bible, would you turn there with us? Man, there's something powerful about the Word of God that we just want to tap into today, and we're still so honored. Amen. That God stands with His Word. Praise God. The book of Revelation is a powerful book. It's got a lot of things compacted in it that we quite sometimes have problems understanding. But there's something today that you could easily understand. The 8th verse of chapter 1. And notice this is the revelation. Most Bibles said the revelation of John the Divine. It's a revelation, but it's a revelation that the Lord gave him. The revelation of who God is and what God is going to do in the last hour and God's plan. But that first chapter in verse 8 says, I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the ending, saith the Lord, which is, which was, and which is to come, the Almighty. Can you say that word, Almighty? Now, He's Almighty, but He's the Almighty. He said, I am Alpha. He's declaring, I am A and Omega, I am Z, the God who is, the God who was, and the God that's going to arrive or to come. Then He says, I am the Almighty. I am the sovereign, and I am the strong. Are you thankful that we have a great, powerful God, amen, who wants to be known in our lives? He's not a God shut up in the heaven. He's not a God on vacation today, but He's an ever-present God that says, I'm not just going to keep it to myself. I have something for you, and His purpose is for you to know Him on your end. Amen. Would you put your Bibles down just for a moment? Amen. We want to pray together. If there's somebody near you and it's appropriate, join hands with them if you would. Amen. And I want you to pray, Lord, help us to know Your fullness today. Help us to know everything, God, that we need to know of You. God, reveal to us. God, put it in us. Lord, let us contain it. Help us, oh God, to receive it today. God, open our understanding. Remove all doubts. God, any confusions. God, and help us to put it all aside and just let You speak to us today. We thank You for Your word. Lord, would You minister through us, minister to us, and Lord, and help Your glory fulfill its purpose in our lives. We give You praise and glory in Jesus' name. Amen. Somebody say amen. 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 Can you do it in sign language now? Amen. And I asked one time, why'd they do that? And somebody said it's kind of like a judge when something's sealed. He takes his gavel and hits it. Amen. When we say amen and they do it in sign language, that means it's done. It's law. And so when you prayed your prayer a while ago, you said in Jesus' name, amen. It's law. Amen. Are you thankful? God bless you. You may be seated. I want to talk to us today about this great big God that we serve. I want to talk to you about the power of the everlasting, infinite, all-knowing, all-perfect, loving God. Now, I've been around some big people. I've been around some bad people. And I've been around some people that were superior as far as in strength, and they knew it. And I was no match to them. And that superior, stronger individual, I've been beaten, yes. Man, I've been beaten on that school bus as a kid. When I got off the school bus, got beat again. I know what it's like. Amen. When there's somebody who has all kind of power, but there's something about somebody who has power, but they're on your side, and they care about you, and they're a loving person. I mean, have you ever seen somebody who's strong, but they had a sense of an ability to them that their strength, they wasn't walking around to see whose neck they can wring, who they could crush under their feet. I'm glad to know that I have that kind of God who is all power, but God is not here to crush me. God's not here today to come against me. The Lord is our shepherd. And if God has to, God will break my leg and break your leg. But God's not here to break necks. If you had to break your leg, that means you're straying as a little lamb did. And you've seen the picture of Jesus with that little lamb on his shoulders. And the reason why they tell me behind the picture is a good shepherd, after he tries so hard to get that little straying lamb, he takes it with that old crooked staff and he gets it around the neck and he pulls it back off the ledge. And that little lamb just it has no clue in the world that there is a cliff there and will fall to its death. And he keeps straying, and the shepherd keeps reaching and salvaging that little lamb. Till finally the shepherd says, I'm going to have to teach him a life lesson. And he takes that little lamb and takes that leg at that right place, and he breaks it over his knee. Guess what? That little lamb has to ride on the shepherd's shoulders now. And that shepherd has been a shepherd for a while. He knows all about lambs. He knows where to break that leg. And every time that little lamb has to eat or drink, at first, that shepherd will hold it up and help it and assist it. And when the flock begin to graze and the shepherd begins to lead, guess what? He picks that little lamb up and he carries it on his shoulder. Till finally that leg heals. But there's something that happens in the making. While that leg is mending, there's something that is starting to happen, an attachment between the little lamb and the shepherd. He feels that lamb, that shepherd on him constantly, that shepherd's touch as he's on the shoulders of that shepherd. He feels every move and the smell of that shepherd, the way of that shepherd, the voice of the shepherd. He becomes so familiar with. They tell me that when that little lamb's leg heals completely, it's going to be the best lamb in the flock because he knows the shepherd's voice and he gets addicted to the shepherd's touch. I'm thankful that that's the kind of God I have. He can break my neck, but he chooses, amen, to break my leg at times just to teach me he loves me and I am important. Are you thankful that he is a God that cares about us? Revelation, we read it while ago. He said, I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the ending, saith the Lord. And he said, that which is, which was, and is to come. I want to just thank God today that he's that God that knows all about it. He's there before the mountains were brought forth, the book of Psalms said, or else he ever formed the earth and the world. He was even before then, from everlasting to everlasting, he's God. That's what the psalmist said. And I love the scripture in Isaiah, the 9th chapter. You hear it many times at Christmas time. It says, for unto us a child is born, and unto us a son is given. And the government shall be on his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, and the Prince of Peace. I'm thankful that I know who Jesus is. Jesus is more than a whim. Jesus is more than a good-looking dude. Jesus is more than a fancy person. He's more than a strong person with all strength. But he is a loving Savior. Are you thankful that you know the Mighty God, but he's an everlasting, everlasting, everlasting Father, and he's the Prince of Peace. Now, we know that the base and the basics of God, the principles of God, number one, God is infinite. The word infinite means without a beginning and without an ending. He's infinite. We know that he is all powerful. God has all power. So we call the big word omnipotent, omnipotent, omnipotent. He's all powerful. Not only that, but God is all present. Thank the Lord that God is here right now. He is everywhere. And even while I come to worship him, I'm glad that God is here today. He didn't have to check in. He's already here. In fact, I'm the one that has to check in sometimes. And God doesn't check out. I'm thankful for that. God is all present. He's omniscient. He's omnipresent. But the word omniscient is the next one. He's all knowing. He knows everything. And I'm grateful today that he has all absolute power. He can be known. He can be touched. The Bible says you can taste God. He can be held. You can talk to God. He can be loved. He's more than a distant thing that is up there, an entity that is just there, or a power that can just, that nobody really knows, but my God can be known today. In fact, he just don't initiate contact, amen, but he connects with that. He communicates. He speaks to us. He touches and he blesses. Not only that does he bless us, but he generates opportunities for us to know him. And I'm praising God today because he is a God of love. Amen. He's more than a God of muscle. He's more than a God of intellect, but he's a God of loving kindness. Now, unlike the endless markets that we have today of new products that is being pushed and materialistic things that are given, where one market is, where the market is constantly flooded with all this new stuff, where one has to have a dose of this or a dose of that. It's got to be a powder, paste, liquid, oil, you name it, a gadget. And I mean, it's always bigger. It's always something better. It's always new and improved and expandable. You got to upgrade. I mean, you got to have the stronger version. And the moment you purchase it, guess what? It's obsolete, or they don't no longer manufacture a part for it. Anybody's ever had that happen to you? I mean, you could go even to Lowe's. We just experienced it. And we had a nice refrigerator for a few years. And we bought this and purchased this. And something started happening. So I start calling around. And everybody says, we don't fix that particular brand. In fact, the man said, nobody wants to fix it. We go to Lowe's to look at a new one. And they said, oh, you don't want this one over here because there's nobody repairs it and they don't manufacture their replacement parts correctly. And all their computer sensors, he said, they're fast and they're gadgets. They got all that. But when one goes down, guess what? You're going to be stuck with it. And that's what happened to us. We were stuck with something that had no upgrade and nobody wanted to mess with it. But I'm glad that my God has exactly what I need today. Amen. I remember many years ago when my kids were younger, Katie and Joel at home, there came a knock on the door. And when I opened the door, there was a man there, the storm door, that glass door. He had a bottle in his hand of some kind of stuff. And immediately when I opened the door, he started spraying our window. And I mean, he started wiping it down. And he said, I am selling this product. He said, it's so great. He said, I go to college here, University, Stephen F. Austin State University. And he said, I got this product. And he said, oh, and he said, it's great. He said, and he's spraying it. And I mean, it's cleaning the window without any streaks. And he said, it takes out stains. And he said, in fact, and he took, he squirted it in his mouth. And he said, it's non-toxic. And I said, wow. He said, do you have a spot on your carpet? Back then, yes, I had teenagers. I had plenty of them. And you know, red dirt in East Texas and carpets just don't go together. I'm telling you, I mean, he reached down and he started spraying the carpet and he started wiping. Guess what? It started cleaning it. And pretty soon, I'm convinced I had to have this product. And oh, I got it. And I mean, I was excited. I mean, I bought two of them. I thought, wow. But you know what? After I ran out, I couldn't find him. I couldn't find the product. They quit making it. And where was that little college student who was making all that good money? I couldn't find him either. But he was sold out about the product. But the product was something that they made and somebody quit making it. I want to say this today. The product of what my God gives never runs out. In fact, the book of James says this. Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above and cometh down from our Father of light, with whom there is no variableness, no shadow of turning. In other words, God's not going to change. What he has for you will change you, but God's not going to run out of his inventory. God's not going to find that place where you need him, that God says, I'm sorry, I don't manufacture love no more. My God is an everlasting God. My God is everlasting. And the scripture said he is from everlasting to everlasting. Now, I don't know about you, but that's who I want on my side. I want that everlasting Father, that one who does not fail me. I hate to tell you, but we're in a generation where we're almost at a fatherless society, where fatherhood is no longer important. We just had Father's Day, but fatherless society, where I go, and it's mass confusion on Father's Day because people, they may have a father or a daddy, but they don't have somebody in that role of fatherhood. And it's leaving an empty spot. It's leaving a hole there because men don't man up to be a father like they should. I want to just tell the church today, but I have an everlasting father. You may not have had the privilege of having a daddy in your life, but hear me, you could have a father who is everlasting. He's not going to be a part-timer who's there and just walks out the back door on you and your family, but he's going to be one that will stick with you all the way to the finish line. He's going to be a friend. He's going to be the one you could talk to, who would reach to you, one that would help you, not just to muscle you and say, I'm in control. No, I have a loving Father who's everlasting. And I'm so grateful for the things of God. Amen. That God communes and he ministers to us and he touches us. And the scripture says he's not willing that any should perish. God don't want you to go to hell. There are some people in life, I'm going to tell you, that when they're mean people, man, I said, man, let that truck run over them. You know, sick them, God. You know, you want to sick the big dogs on them. But I'm glad that my God don't sick the big dog on me. That my God forgives me of my failures and my faults. Are you thankful that you have a loving Savior, a God that cares about us? When we're foolish, hard-headed, hard-hearted, mean, amen, I have a great Savior who will reach to me with love and mercy. Amen. What a joy to have an everlasting Father. Amen. Now, this eternal, all-powerful, all-present, all-knowing God that we're talking about today never grows old. Oh, he's from ancient times. He's infinite, but he's ageless. Neither is he obsolete. Man, oh, that's old-fashioned. But things that are old-fashioned in God are always in fashion. Amen. The Word of God never outgrows, amen, its need. Amen. The Word of God is never old-fashioned. The Word of God is never out of date, so to speak, obsolete. But I'm glad that God, amen, is a God who is on time every time that I need him. In fact, amen, a great friend of ours and a friend of this church, Brother Don Tipton, says, the Bible is the only book that when you read it, the author shows up immediately and he's present, amen, to confirm his word. I'm thankful that God's word will come alive in your life when you begin to tap into it. Amen, the God of this word, the God of this book steps in and reveals himself. Amen. Thank the Lord today that my God doesn't grow old. Never does he wear out. God don't dry rot like tires on a vehicle. Huh. Man, I had a friend, they had bought some new tires for their Jeep. And like everybody else, he just didn't park the Jeep correctly and didn't put anything over there. And he left it out there. And when he needed it, he had some things happen and he wasn't able to use the Jeep for two seasons. And finally he decided, you know, I'm going to start that Jeep up. And he hadn't even got out of the driveway good. And all of a sudden, he heard thump, thump, thump. And he looked, and in 2 years' time, the tires were already dry rotted on that vehicle. I'm glad that my God don't dry rot. The product of who God is, amen, doesn't wear out. Neither is he out of stock today or supply. He's neither overloaded nor too busy. Amen. Or he, I'm booked right now. Man, I'm glad that God don't have to juggle his schedule to come to us. Amen. Neither can God be deluded. I'm glad God don't go flat. I mean, if some of you that like Dr. Pepper, let me see your hand, Dr. Pepper drinkers. Amen. Those of you like Dr. Other like, I mean, you like Diet Coke. Yeah, there's maybe one or two. But, man, there's nothing worse than a flat Dr. Pepper. And I'm not a Dr. Pepper drinker. There's nothing like a flat Coca-Cola. And there's some people have a flat relationship. There's some that have all the fizz, but you look at them like, where did your relationship go? The fizz left. You went flat, but God don't go flat. Amen. God will never be diluted, deleted, or destroyed. Amen. There's some things you've got to delete.
There's some things even on your phone you better delete. You better get it out of there. But friend, God cannot be deleted. In fact, he's going to be forever. And God keeps good accounts of your life. I'm glad that my God looks at us. We can't destroy God. He cannot be destroyed. What a mighty God we serve today. Amen. What a mighty God we have today. So there's nothing deceitful in God. Man, I've been deceived by people. I've been deceived by products. And I remember Sister Crosswhite and I, when we were just, 5 or 6 years here, somebody was telling us about this certain thing you've got to buy into, and you'll have access to buy all these products. And we purchased and we got in it. We spent money to get in it. And after we get into, they moved it from here to Timbuktu, out of East Texas area. And they said, "Oh well, you could come to, you can go San Antonio's our nearest place, or you could go to Oklahoma City." That's not what we were after. We was looking for convenience for the product that we have. But somehow or another, amen, they got up and moved, and they were deceitful in their approach. God is not a deceitful person or deceitful thing. Amen. God is faithful. There's not a two-face or fickleness in God. Amen. I'm glad today to have that kind of God on my side. There's a scripture that says, if God be for you, who can be against you today? Amen. I'm glad I have that kind of Savior. Amen. Oh, his properties and his principles are absolute and they are certain. I don't have to scratch my head and wonder, will God be there tomorrow? God's going to be faithful. His word has power. I want to just talk to you about the word of God again. This book is powerful. In fact, the scripture says the words of the Lord are pure words, as silver tried in a furnace of fire 7 times. It is pure, the word of God. So when you start reading, you may not understand what that scripture means. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the ending, that which is, which was, and is to come. Amen. You may not understand a bit, but you memorize it. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the ending, that which is, which was, and is to come. And you get to repeating it over and over again, and it gets in your brain. And you think, what does Alpha mean? It's letter A in the Greek alphabet. Z is Omega. God is A to Z. He's everything you need, friend, to formulate your answer in life. I can remember as little kids, my wife homeschooling and teaching our kids the alphabet and how to pronounce it and how to do all these things. Sarah's going to be a second grade teacher. And she the joy of watching these children learn to read is amazing. You watch them sound out things. It's amazing when you're going down the road and you got a grandbaby in the back seat, and all of a sudden he sees a billboard and he's trying to pronounce that word. And when he gets it, man, we get all excited. When, friend, when you hide the word of God in your heart, I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the ending, that which is, which was, and is to come. How powerful is when the light turns on and you're able to understand what you're saying, what you're reading, because the God, the author of this, shows up in your life. I'm glad that God is my beginning. My God's going to be with me to the ending. My God is present to help me. He's not going to just vacate me. The scripture says in Psalm 19 and verse 8, the statutes of the Lord are right, rejoicing the heart. The commandment of the Lord is pure, enlightening the eyes. How powerful the word of God is. Hebrews 4:12, for the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword. It pierces to the dividing asunder the soul and the spirit, to the joints and the marrows, to discern the thoughts and the intents of the heart. God's word is so precise. You know, you ever read the word of God and you say, man, that's stepping on my toes. God's word is so clear. Not only is God's word powerful, God is one God. That's another principle of God. He said, I am the Lord, that is my name, my glory will I not give another. The first thing you learn from the word of God is there is one God. But how important it is to know that he's the only one. But whenever he becomes number one to you, how great it is when God's number one in your life. When God is solo, when he's number one, there's something that happens when he's everything to you. Amen. You have a power that is greater than the bunker buster. Amen. You got a power that's greater than a nuclear bomb. But I have a God who's able to have great power, but yet he has love for my soul. What a mighty God. God is incomparable. You can't compare God to anything. Isaiah says, to whom will you liken me or compare me? He said, there's nothing. He's the mighty God, manifest in the flesh. God didn't just sit back and say, you know, I created the world, created man, and man's got himself in trouble. So I'm going to let man just have it his way. No, I'm thankful for the goodness of God that God made himself flesh, became a baby. He manifested himself as Emmanuel, God with us. And he told the angel of the Lord, begin to tell Mary, thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sin. Are you thankful that God saves us from our error, our faults, our failures, our mishap, our ways, our foolishness, and even our rebellion? That he's not a God that would take his heel and crush you down and said, see? Or I told you so, but a loving God who has us in mind. Amen. I'm thankful that my God is for us. And Colossians says this in 2:10, and we are complete in him who's the head of principalities and power. That empty spot in your life that you've been trying to fill. Man is born with a missing piece of the life's puzzle. And man searches to find the answer in their life. They think, oh, wealth would give it to me. Oh, I sure like to have $2 million. Even people with $2 million, it doesn't fill that empty missing piece of your life's puzzle. Oh, I would like to be good looking. Man, can you imagine me with wavy hair? Huh? Boy, if I could just have, woo! I would be something, and if I could slim down and tone up, woo, I'd be a handsome hunk. Huh. You could doll up. You could trim up and fix yourself up, but it never fits the missing piece that man is trying to find. Well, I'm aging. I need something to cover the wrinkles. I want to tell you, there's not enough bundle to cover the wrinkles and fill the empty spot in your heart. Amen. Only Jesus could fill that emptiness inside of you. In fact, many people looking, famous people, Robin Williams, people that can make everybody laugh. How did he die? Michael Jackson, make everybody dance. How did he die? Elvis, make everybody faint. How did he die? They all died looking and searching for the missing piece. But I'm glad today that I come to the conclusion that I know who the Prince of Peace is. Amen. He's the one that will fill that empty piece in my life. Oh, what joy to know that nothing can fit the spot of that one true mighty God. And he said, I want you to know who I am. Oh, you ought to be excited today that we don't have just a big old muscled up God. Amen. One who's up there with such intellect, he can't even reach down and take care of things. No. I have a loving God who says, I want you to know me. I want to show you that I care about you and I will take care of you. I am the one true God. And when you make me number one, I will completely show and prove to you exactly who I am. Amen. God benefits us, blesses us. He saves us from wrath. Amen. Forgives us of our sins, washes us. Not only does God take and say, I forgive you, but the Bible says he removes our transgressions from us as far as the east is from the west. Removes our transgressions, takes our sins from us. If you've got an account today and there's things in your life, violations, things that you've done. There's some things can't not rid it. You know, back in my day, they had a little thing, a little white bottle, and you open it up, and it had a little brush, and we called it whiteout. How many's ever seen whiteout in this generation? Stephen, you seen whiteout before? What about you, Brent? You ever seen whiteout? Jacob, you know what whiteout is? Y'all know what that is? Man, we used to daub that on. Back in my day, in ancient dinosaur times, we had typewriters. And when you messed up, you couldn't just hit the delete and it just worked it out. Sister Donna had to use something to correct that error and white out it and retype it. Amen. I want to tell you, there's not enough white out to wipe out your sin. You could cover it, smother it, hide it, whatever, push it on the rug. Amen. And it's going to have a way of biting you again. People think, I got it taken care of. They cover their situation. Believe me, sin has a way of resurrecting, and sin has a way of tapping you on the shoulder and saying, guess who I am? I'm your old sin from yesterday. I come to haunt you. Amen. But I'm glad I have a God today that has more than a jug of white out. Amen. But he has loving kindness and forgiveness. In fact, he has a blood that will wash you. His blood was given, amen, and spent and spilled on the ground to redeem us and to wash away our sins. Are you thankful that that's the God that we serve? The God of the universe is a God of love and mercy and grace. Oh, what a mighty God I serve. He blesses us with eternal life. He shelters us. Amen. And he loves us with eternal arms that surrounds us. These arms that circle the universe at the same time. God's love is incomprehensible. You're from Louisiana, you better read it real good before you pronounce it. Incomprehensible. And he's incomprehensible big. Jesus died for us. We can't figure it out. But he's always, he's faithful. He's a God of love. One man said this, God does not love us because we are valuable. We are valuable because he loves us. Because he loved us and paid the price for us. I read something else, a little saying. If God takes your lump of clay, crushes it, and remolds it, it would be on the basis of love, not on the basis of power over you. I thought that was so beautiful. So if God takes you and he's working on you, and he crushes you, it doesn't mean that God's trying to show his power to smush you. But he has a better thing for your life. He remolds lives because he cares about you. His love is all about you. In fact, the scripture said he's a jealous God. I want to tell you two things that you don't mess with. You don't mess with a jealous woman, and you don't mess with a mama bear. Amen. And you don't mess with a jealous God. Amen. Hallelujah. He is a brand new start for us. He cares about us. Remember, he's the creator. He spoke the world into existence. And sometimes we get ourselves in embarrassing situations, impossible situations. Have you ever done anything embarrassing? Yeah, you have. Don't try to hide it. We get ourselves in binds. We get ourselves stuck. And sometimes we end up in the pig pen of life like the man we read in the Bible called the prodigal son. In the pig pen. When this man started out, he had the world by the tail, so to speak. He had money in his pockets. He had prestige. And he had been spoiled rotten by a loving father and a very wealthy family. But when he went on his own and he left father's house, the Bible says he went down from father's house. Anytime you get away from God, guess what? You're supposed to go down. And he had money. As long as he had wealth, I mean, people were just all over him all the time. Oh, we sure love you. But when he ran out of substance and he spent it all, the Bible says, by riotous living, he found himself feeding pigs. And the Bible says he was fixing to eat the same stuff the pigs eat. Pigs are nasty. He came to himself and he said, you know, back at daddy's house, the people that work for daddy, that he said, even those are the lowest paying jobs, the hardest jobs, and the job that nobody else wants to do, he said, they have it better off than I have right now. He said, you know what I'm going to do? I'm telling you, this young man, he wised up, if you could say it that way. He wised up real quickly by remembering I'm going to go and I'm going to be the least in daddy's house. He didn't go ask to be, put me back where I used to be, daddy. No, he said, make me the least. He rose up and walked back up that old crazy hill that he left. He didn't realize that hill was that steep. On the way home, friend, you're going to have a lot of gravity against you getting back where you need to be with God. But the Bible says that Father was looking for him. That Father was watching and he saw something. There's something my mama's always told me. She said, I could recognize you, the way you walk, the way you do things. I mean, those mamas, but I'm going to tell you, this daddy knew his son's walk. And when he seen him afar off, the Bible says, amen, he ran to him and fell on that boy and began to weep. And he said, my son that was lost is now returned. And he said, go get me the finest robe and put it on him. Well, hang on, he still got pig stink on him. Hang on, he still has all this junk on him. It don't matter what you got on you. Amen. I've got a God that is able to cover you with God's best. He paid to free you from the stench of life and the failures. Amen. You know what? Something that was greater than the stink of the pig pen was the stench of the embarrassment of his failures. Not only that, I'm going to just tell you how God prepares things. The prodigal's father looked around and he said, go get me that fatted calf. We've been having a calf in the stall, fattening it up because we knew you was going to return. Amen. I'm glad I have a God that is anticipating me coming back to him. Amen. The fatted calf is being fed. Amen. He said, come on, we're going to have a feast, son. Amen. Hallelujah. And the Bible says he restored that young man back to that place. I want to tell you, God didn't run out of provisions just because you ran out of provision. God said, come on back and I want to restore you. I'm glad that God don't look at you like a man would and say, I'm sorry, you messed up too bad. I'm not putting you back in that place. But God says, no. I want to put you back in my place. I want to put you back in your place close to me. Amen. I'm thankful for the love of my God that he paid it all, that he could give you an opportunity to know his finest and his best. I'm telling you, God is jealous over me, but my God has love for my soul. God cares about the pathway of my life, and he wants me to have an advantage. Brother, God wants you to have an advantage, Brother Eddie. He don't want you to go through this life just being just, you know, the common, but he wants an advantage of his spirit and power in your life. He fills a life with his presence to give you advantage that you can say, greater is he that is in me than the things that I'm facing in the world. Are you glad, Sister Beth, that you have an advantage today? Amen. Jesus wants you to know him. He wants his power to be known in your life. There was a sailor once found himself in the midst of a ferocious, ferocious storm at sea. Skies became black. Winds, waves, violent. Situation was happening. His ship was reeling and rocking. The lightning cracked across the oceans. It looked like the heavens were angry heavens. Thunder sounded like the voice of judgment. His compass had failed. His maps were swept across the deck and over by the current and the wind. The ship creaked and groaned and was on the verge of breaking apart. All seemed lost. Well, that sounds like our lives. Hopeless, helpless, we find ourselves. Hopeless and helpless, we find ourselves. Everything's fixing to fall apart. But in the distant, faint at first, there was something in the midst of the storm, a faint light of a lighthouse. The lighthouse was steady, unmoving, undimmed by the rain, unshaken by the wind. The lighthouse didn't respond to the storm. It stood in it, calling out in its manner to sailors, let me help you. It didn't need to be upgraded. It didn't need to flicker. It didn't flicker. It didn't fail. That lighthouse was built firmly on the rock. Its light never changed. It was steady throughout all the years. But that sailor knew something. When he was there at sea and everything was happening, he got to look and he said, now I remember somewhere over here is a lighthouse. I know I messed up. My compass is not even working. Everything is happening. This ship is about to fail. I know there's a lighthouse out there somewhere. There's a lighthouse. I just got to look for the light. And sure enough, through that storm, he saw that lighthouse. And in that helpless and hopeless moment where the world was crashing around him, the seas was in turmoil, he was able to manage to get to where he needed to be, all because of the lighthouse. I'm thankful that Jesus Christ, when you're lost your direction and the wind has knocked out your sails, I can always look for the light. He never fails. God isn't just over there. He's a God who draws near, who enters the storm, wraps his arms around you, and he says these words, I am. I am. You may have been tossed by regrets, failure, by fear. But this morning, the scripture that we read, I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the ending, that which is, which was, and is to come. Exactly what I need today. That's who God is. So the principles and the base and the basics of God is so beautiful because God's unchanging. He who has all power and all strength is a loving God. Years ago, we was at a Bible quiz tournament in Mesquite, Texas. At the same time, there was a bodybuilding for the Texas, this part of Texas, a regional bodybuilding contest. And it was sad. We get in an elevator, and these big, huge people were going to take pictures. And they would pose in front of a screen and flex their muscles. Here's the breakfast area of the hotel, and they were just right there. And I remember getting in that elevator, all these big guys. I'm looking at them, and they barely could walk. And they get in front of the screen, in front of the photographer, and they flex, man. And it make veins pop out and muscles. I mean, it looked horrible. They spray this stuff all over to make them shiny. And when they got through doing the pictures, they would walk back, and they barely could walk because it was so bulked up. And somebody that I was with said, you know what? If they got in a fight, they couldn't fight themselves out of a wet paper bag because they're so muscled up. I'm glad I have a God who's not just muscled up, but a God who has all power to handle my need right now. A God who is just not so muscled up with strength and authority that it's all in his head that says, look who I am. A God that is not so good looking that he doesn't have compassion on those that are not so good looking. A God that has mercy on those that are broken, unfit, messed up, and has a history. That's the God that I serve today. The God of the universe is a God that cares about his souls and cares about your life. He said, remember, I am Alpha and Omega. Exactly what you need. The beginning and the ending. That which is, which was, and is to come. The Almighty God. And guess who shows up at church today? That one true God. He's in this building to touch you and to love you, to heal you, to minister to you. And you know, if God don't heal you, guess what he does? He'll give you the strength to make it through. Sometimes God don't take the mountain away, because the mountain is ordered for you to climb it. If all the difficulties in life were taken from you, you'd be a mighty wimp. You'd be a small person. You'd be a worthless person. But God looks at CJ and says, CJ, I need to beef you up. I need to strengthen your faith up. I need to make you more of a character, more character in your life. See, that's what God is after. God's after the reins of your disciplines. And he puts you through the storm to build character in your life. Not just to come and rescue you. Put a pacifier in your mouth. In fact, I tell the church all the time, the detriment to a church is old babies in the church. People that have been in church all their lives that don't know how to fight for God, stand for God, live for God, walk for God. They're always about me instead of about him. They got pacifiers in their mouth. They've been 40 years in church, 30 years, 20 years, and they've never grown. They don't know how to pray. They don't know how to live for God, but they know how to cry. They know how to whine. They know how to throw a fit. So God puts us in storms. God puts us in trials to work on us. If he don't give you your mountain and take it away, he'll give you the strength to climb it. And he will be with you all every step along the way. What a mighty God we serve today. Amen. Would you just close your eyes in this place this morning? Amen. Somebody needs to reach and touch the Lord in your faith right now. Amen. It's been a while since you've let God touch you. God didn't come here with a fly swatter. God didn't come here to smush you out. God didn't come here to squish you out to nothing. God didn't come here to humiliate you, break your neck. But God's come today to love you and to let you know that he still cares about you. You're important to God today. Your well-being is important to him. He don't want you just to faint and just continue to go in the wrong direction. But the loving hands of a Savior wants to reach. Are you on that ship right now? It's about to fall apart. You're looking for direction. Everything is happening. There's a lot of uncertainty in your life. The Lord's here today. He showed up. The light from his lighthouse is shining right now, so bright to you, to give you hope in your hopeless and helpless time. Hallelujah. His grace is here. Would you lift your hands, somebody, to God? We lift our hands in church as a sign of surrender. In the Bible times when they would lift their hands, it meant, God, I'm reaching to you with a surrender. It's a universal sign. I don't care if you're in China. I don't care if you're in Africa or you're in Honduras or you're in Nacogdoches. When we lift our hands, it means, God, I surrender. God, I give all to you. I'm reaching to you right now. The Bible teaches us that when we pray for us to lift up hands and we give that surrender to God, let your heart be given to him this morning. Here am I, Jesus. Hallelujah. I want you to stand with me in the building right now. And I think it's appropriate. I want you to come make your way to the front. This is not a means to join a church. We don't believe in joining churches. But we just come to tap in and plug into the goodness of the Lord today. If you're thankful, you're in need. It don't matter what your position is. You need something from above today. I got good news for you. God is here to help you. God is here as a great shepherd to reach to you. To prove to you that he is God. To prove to you that he does love you. He does care. You got to hang up from the past. Maybe it happened in church. Churches are an easy place to get offended at, where people become people. Today God is here. He's come to love you. He's come to draw you. He's come to whisper your name so beautifully and tell you that he loves you. He's come to speak to you peace. He's come to speak to you joy and hope. Hallelujah. Now you can lift your hands and say, God, here am I. I reach to you, Jesus. Here am I today, God. Come on, don't hold back. Amen. You're in a good place right now to let God have his way. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Just let the Lord. Don't be embarrassed today. He's not embarrassed to love you.
You are God alone.
From before time began.
From before. Time began.
He's God. He's on his throne.
You are on your
He's in control.
Throne.
Things feel out of control.
You
Come on. Reach to him with love. Let him minister to your heart.
And right
now. In the good times, the bad times, he's still God.
Times and bad.
God, I worship you.
You are.
Come on. possible, raise that banner of honor to Jesus. Somebody raise that banner high as you can. God, I honor you. I welcome you. I worship you, Lord. So gladly I raise the banner that represents, God, my faith and trust in you. God, I look to you for help right now and strength. God, I need you. Come on, even if it's just a little touch this morning, if you just need a little touch, you just need a little ray of hope. Come on, he has exactly what you need right now. He's here to help and bless. Hallelujah. You got something to ask God to forgive you? Go ahead and ask him. Lord, forgive me of my trespasses, my sins. Forgive me of my wrong thinking. Come on, he's faithful to forgive you even of your sin. And he's God enough to take that sin and remove it as far as the east is from the west. Come on, let him love you and touch you. Let him bless your life. Let him benefit you with an advantage today.
He's
times and bad. Come on, give him your battle.
You are
give him your battle. Give him your battle.
You are God alone.
Give him your battle. God, here it is.
You are God alone.
From before time began, you are on your throne. You are God alone. The good times and bad, you are on your throne. Would you pray with the person near you? You see somebody today, just join with them. Come on, let the Spirit of God minister. Come on, let God help. Let God heal. Let God help your life right now. Come on, don't be afraid to let him touch you deep. God, I give you my heart. I give you my needs, Jesus. I give you my soul, dear God. Help me. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for being a friend, Lord, who cares. Come on, pray with that individual. Lord, help us today, God. Show us. Show us that today, Lord.
Unchangeable. Unshakable.
Come on, he's here. I told you he's here.
What you are God alone. From before time began, you are on your throne. You are God alone. And right now, in the good times and bad, you are on your throne. best thing I've ever done. In His arms I feel protected. In His arms, never disconnected.
Anybody else that just needs that, Pastor, I need somebody just to pray for me this morning. You need somebody to join with you, whether you got a need, you're looking for an answer, you just need direction. Not just, many times an answer don't work, but you just need direction. Just have an answer does not solve the equation sometimes. You just need answers. If you're at that place this morning, and you need us to pray, we'll pray with you. You may just come on up here and say, I just need some answers. I need direction with those answers today. If you're that one, won't you just come? Don't be afraid. Don't be embarrassed. God's here today. Lord, I thank you, Lord, for your goodness. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for being on time today, Jesus. Thank you for helping me, Lord God. For caring for my soul, Jesus. Hallelujah. Would you pray for this young man? His name is CJ. Would you pray that God would give him direction today? Direction. Direction. God, help CJ today, God.
You did not create me to worry. My hands are raised because I
going to sing that chorus again.
You did not create me to worry.
Look at the words.
Worry.
You didn't create me to worry.
You did not create me to fear. You created me to worship daily. So I'm going to leave it all right here.
Give it all to God. The battle should be His, not yours.
Your will is what's best for me.
I worship you because you're Jehovah Jireh. I bow before the King of Kings.
I will trust
in you. I will trust in you,
Lord. I will put my trust in you. You did not create me to worry.
You did not create me to fear. God's hands.
My hands are raised because I surrender.
Give it to God.
Your will is what's best for me. I worship you because you're Jehovah.
That means God provider. He's a God that provides. Come on, He's here to provide.
My hands are raised because I surrender. Your will is what's best for me. I worship you because you're Jehovah Jireh. I bow before the King of Kings.
I will trust. Thank the Lord with me. Thank you, Lord. I love you. God, I appreciate your touch. Thank you for your goodness, your grace. We celebrate you in our lives, Jesus. Thank you, God, for being true, faithful, and real. In Jesus' name, amen. I see the face today while I was preaching this. I refer a lot to the jail, but because you see hopeless people in the jail so much. He was in jail ministry. He's been back some time ago. And there was a little colored girl there. Her life was messed up bad. And Brother Zach and I were there. And Brother Zach said, you know, you're not a cheap paper plate. He was telling the ladies that were in that dorm that came to that service, you're not a cheap paper plate. God don't want you to be a cheap paper plate. He looks at you as being fine china. He wants you to be something that He delights in and glad about. And this little girl, her life had been nothing but trash. I hate to say that. But that day, the glory of God fell. I want to tell you the difference that God made touching that little girl. That day she traded in some values for great value in Jesus Christ. And great value in God is not the Walmart brand. It's God's way. Amen. God changed her. God, I'm telling you, did a mighty work. We baptized her. She's in prison and will be there. And But we're so grateful. And our face came to me this morning because very similar today. I felt the same spirit. We're hopeless and helpless. You watch people's life, they think, can't happen for me. She'll tell you, I've done all this and done all that, but that's okay. I don't care what you've done. Jesus went to the cross for the worst and the best of us. Hell will be full of good people and bad people. Heaven's not a place for the good. Hell is going to be full of good people, bad people. Heaven is not for good people. Heaven is for people that come to realization they're not good. They need God. It's called redeemed. Those that are surrendered to God and say, God, I need you. Redeem me. Pull me out of this and help me. When I have a weakness, I don't fall apart because I got a weakness. Every one of us has a weakness. That's where I learned to lean on God, my strength. Our problem is we just don't trust Him and lean on Him when we have a fall apart, meltdown, or a problem. Why don't we let God be God? Let God be God. And your life is so much better. And I would say this in close. Lady went to the doctor. And he said, ma'am, you had 6 months to live. We just got the test back. She fell apart. She started trembling, screaming. And the doctor had to get her by the shoulder and he said, sit down. You didn't hear me. He had to be abrupt with her. He said, I did not tell you you had 6 months to die. Her eyes got big. She said, yes, you did. He said, no, I said, you had 6 months to live. If you walk out of here with 6 months to die, you're going to die in 2 months. You have 6 months to live. He said, ma'am, if you walk out today, breathe in that fresh breath of air. He said, you got grandbabies? She said, yes. You go back and you love your grand. Every day you love, you love, you love, and enjoy every day. He said, you'll live maybe past 6 months. You know what? She did. And she lived for many years. I don't have to die. I get to live. How about you? Quit dying on the inside. Start living. Amen. God bless you. Our guests, we're so honored to have you today. Amen. Jacob and Sarah, God bless you. Be in prayer for this couple. Amen. Jacob just got back from the Marines, and he's ready. And they just married, and we're excited for them. She's starting a new job here in East Texas, and I'm telling you what, just met her yesterday, and we're so blessed. God bless you, Sarah and Jacob. Everybody that's here, God bless you. Adam, so blessed today what God's done for you and your bride. Amen. Others that are here, let's go to heaven. How? You're dismissed in Jesus' name. See you tonight in the evening service. You mean choir singing tonight. We're going to celebrate. We're going to have church tonight. Amen. You're dismissed.